We are up to mitzvah number Tzadik Dalet, mitzvah 94, the last mitzvah in Parshas Mishpatim. And the mitzvah is Shelola Hoshif Ovdei Avodah Zarah Ba'artzeinu, connected to the previous mitzvah. These last two have to do with Avodah Zarah. The previous one was not making any treaty with an Ovdei Avodah Zarah, or maybe even a non-Ovdei Avodah Zarah, as we saw last time on that part of Eretz Yisrael. And this mitzvah is not to allow an Ovdei Avodah Zarah to live in Eretz Yisrael. As we will see as we go through, there'll be other mitzvahs to be Misharish Acharei Avodah Zarah, but this one is Shlo Lishkon of the Avodah Zarah Barzino, not to let them live there. Shneamar Lo Yeshvu Barzacha Pen Yachtiu Oschali, not to let them live there. Maybe they will cause you to sin. There is no limit mentioned. The Minchas Chinuch picks up on this in Os Aleph, that unlike the previous mitzvah where there are different levels of below, specifically the Shevas Amamin, the seven nations that lived in Eretz Yisrael, had special mention in that mitzvah, different levels. Here, there's no mention. There's no mention. Any Oved Avodah Zarah living in Eretz Yisrael, we are not allowed to let live there. That is the mitzvah. The Moshe of Zkenim on Allah Torah just points out that in terms of context, this is the last mitzvah that we have, as we mentioned in Mishpatim, and right after this, you just have Matan Torah take two. This is the last pasuk in Perachav Gimel. Lo sichras lahem v'le lohem bris. That was the last mitzvah. Lo yeshvu ba'artzacha pen yachtio eschali. Don't let them sit there. Ki savodes elohehem. You might come to worship their gods. Ki yihye l'chalam okesh. There'll be for you a stumbling block. So we'll talk more about the hashkaf in a mitzvah, but it'll be a mokesh for you. It'll be a stumbling block if you let them live there, and you might come to do the avodah zarah. The very next pasuk is Perachav Dalet. V'yel Moshe amar aleil Hashem. Go up to Hashem. Aaron Nadav Aaron. You, right, Har Sinai, right? Take one was in Yisro, and take two is here, Mishpatim, at the end of the Parsha. So the Moshe of Zkenim just has one line. What's the connection between Mokesh and going up to Har Sinai? So says the Moshe of Zkenim from the Baalei HaTosfos, V'samach lev el Moshe amar aleil Hashem, Shehaya lahem lemokesh, Mashero ha-shechina, Umesu nadav avihu. There was a Mokesh going up to Hashem also. It came out later in history. But Nadav and Avihu, when they went up and they saw what they hear, when the Am went up and saw Aleil Hashem, maybe not everyone was supposed to go up, so that's the connection. He says there was a Mokesh in the Aliyah El Hashem of Klal Yisrael. Okay, that's just in terms of the Kesher to the next Pasuk. This mitzvah also must be seen in context with another mitzvah, and that is the mitzvah in Tav Chavav, the mitzvah of Lo Sechanim, which is a very important mitzvah, which we'll talk about in Parshas Vo'eschanan, part of the issue of letting a non-Jew stay, the part of the issue of the Heter Mechira, about selling land to non-Jews during the Shemitah year. That is mitzvah Tav Chavav, Shelo Nachmol al Ovdei Avodah Zarah, not to have compassion on Ovdei Avodah Zarah, Velo Yasher Be'einenu Davar Mehem, and not to make anything straight in our eyes, something from them. Klomar, shenarchik mimachshav aseinu v'lo yal al pinu sheyia b'mishu oved avodah zarah davar to'elos. We shouldn't compliment an oved avodah zarah v'lo yia malachein b'ineinu. We shouldn't try to get on the good side of an oved avodah zarah. And then it continues there. It says lo titin l'man neschinam and lo titin l'hem chanaya b'karka. Also not letting them live in Eretz Yisrael. What is the connection between this mitzvah and that mitzvah? We'll have to talk about it. That mitzvah is much more inclusive. But this mitzvah, which we'll focus on today, is not letting an Oved Avodah Zarah live in this land. Mishar Shia Mitzvah, what's the shorash behind the mitzvah? Mashenigla Bakasuv. The Torah says the reason here. What's the reason? Bishvil Shalom Nilmo Mikvirasam, so we don't learn from their kfira, from their evil ways. Rav Hirsch writes on the Pasuk right here, the fact of their remaining in the land without giving up idolatry will become a snare unto you. Do not depend on the heights of purity that you have attained. Do not trust yourself not to have to be afraid of the proximity of impurity and false ideas. That living together with these people full of their false ideas, you'll be able to raise them up to your own true beliefs, and not on the other hand let them drag you down to their false ones. Don't think that I'm such a macher that I can be mashpia and I won't be mushpa from those Oved Avodah Zarah. No. You know what this mitzvah is about? Oil Rasha, oil Shcheino. That's the message of this mitzvah. Right? If we think there are Rishon living next door to us, then we have to be very wary and try not to be in that situation. It is only in isolation that you could grow strong and firm enough for your ultimate spiritual conquest of the nations of the world. Until that time is reached, Yelech HaLamokesh, being with them will only be a snare for you. Says it first, that's the message. And the Rav Orachaim echoes this on the pasuk that this is a chesed of Hashem. Hashem knows that we're going to fall. Hashem knows that if we have a bad neighbor, we're going to be affected. The Orachaim says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us an avera not to let them live there so that we won't fall prey to their avodah zarah. Because he says, how can you think the Bnei Yisrael will fall prey? But that's the point. Avodah zarah does this to a person, and therefore our HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a mitzvah so that we are nowhere near. That's what the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Havigol Olamakam Torah. Got to make sure that our sviva, the importance of our sviva is there, as much as in control that we could be. But that is the hashkafa behind this mitzvah of not to let Avodah Zarah, over the Avodah Zarah, live in our land. Vayter. Midini HaMitzvah. So today we're going to be able to talk about two or three major topics. One of them we spoke about a couple of weeks ago. Again, that's the gavlos of a Daf Yomi or a Sefer HaMitzvahs Yomi Shir that we get to review some of the major issues that come up to solidify it in our brain and make sure that we have a hold on the sugya. So the first issue that we have spoken about one time before comes up right here. Midini HaMitzvah. Kagon Mashamru Zechron Levracha. What are the halachas? Sheila Ratzul Lahaniach Avodah Zarah. What if somebody wants to give up their Avodah Zarah? Afo Pisha Avdua Mitchilasan, even though they used to worship Avodah Zarah, but now they're not going to, Shemutaran Lishkon Bar Seinu. Then it's okay. You're allowed to let a former Ovid Avodah Zarah stay next to you, stay in Eretz Yisrael. Vezewa Nikra Ger Toshav. This is what's called a Ger Toshav. Klomar Shehu Ger Le'inyin Shehuter Leshi Baratzeinu. You ever wonder where that phrase comes from? Ger Toshav. It means a Ger, a kind of a convert that is able to live, Toshav, live next to you. It comes from this mitzvah. The phrase Ger Toshav comes from this mitzvah. It's a Ger that you're allowed to be Moshiv. You're allowed to let live in your land. Kamosh Amar Zachron Lavracha, like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Ezu Ger Toshav Zeshakipo Shlo Lavod Avodah Zarah. A Ger that accepts not to worship Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, Ger Toshav, we discussed back in Mitzvah Yud Dalet. Let's remind ourselves of a couple of the issues that we discussed then as well. The Gemara that the Chinuch here is quoting, he only quotes one opinion, but there really are a couple of opinions. The Gemara Avodah Zarah, Daf Samach Dalet Amabez, asks, Ezeo Ger Toshav, Kol Shekibel Allah Bifnei Gimel Chaveirim Shlola, Avodah Zkochavim. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Meir says, you accept a person, a guy, a non-Jew, who accepts in front of three rabbis, not to do Avodah Zarah. That's the first opinion. V'chachamim omrim, kol shekibel alav sheva mitzvos, shekibel alav b'nei noach. Sheva mitzvos b'nei noach. That's a ger toshav. That's what you need to be. Acherim omrim, no, I have a third opinion. Ela, elu lo b'olachla b'lachla ger toshav. Neither of these are good. Ela izeo ger toshav, ze ger ochel nevelos, shekibel alav akayim kol ha-mitzvos amurs b'torah. He accepts all mitzvos except treif. He eats treif and he does the other mitzvahs. That's acherim. So different opinions here. What do we hold like? So Rashi all over Shas. Rashi, whenever Ger Toshav comes up, Rashi writes the same thing. Right? He gives up Avodah Zarah, but Ochel Treifus. Ochel Nevelus. Right? He does not. Eino Ovid Avodah Zarah, but he eats Nevelus. Not 100% clear what Rashi means. The Achronim are bothered. He says two extremes. No Avodah Zarah, but he eats treif. So is he holding like the sheet that says you have to do all the mitzvahs except eating treif? Is he holding like the one that says sheva mitzvahs? It's not exactly clear what Rashi thinks, but that's Rashi in a few places in Shas uses the same phrase. Eino Ovid Avodah Zarah, v'ochel nevelos. The Rambam gives us his definition in Hilchas Yisurei Bia, in Perek Yudala. That's where the Rambam talks all about Geirus. The Rambam says there, the ein mekablin ger toshav ela bezan shayovol noeg. The izul ger toshav, the akum shekibo alav shalo yavod akum im shar hamitzvos shenitztavu b'nei noach. The Rambam holds like that opinion, sheva mitzvos b'nei noach. V'lomav v'lo tavos. So if you say, that's what's needed, so that's what he applies to this mitzvah. He says it beferish. V'loma nikrash v'toshav l'fisha mutter lanu l'hoshiva b'neinu b'eretz Yisrael. This mitzvah right here, that's why it's called toshav. But the Rambam shita is, it's got to do all sheva mitzvahs, not just avodah zarah. And not just eating shreif. That's the Rambam Shita. It's got to be all sheva mitzvah Noach. The Rambam in Hilchas Melachim adds another ingredient to the definition. Not just sheva mitzvah Noach in action, but the Rambam here says you have to have the proper kavana. Mitzvah Srichas Kavana when it comes to the sheva mitzvah Noach, the Rambam basically says. Says the Rambam at the end of Hilchas Melachim. Moshe Rabbeinu lo hinchil Torah v'hamitzvos el ali Yisrael. Shenemar Morah Shakilas Yaakov. Ula kol harotzeh lehiskayer mishar ha'umos. Hashem gave the Torah to Jews and to Jews who are on the almost Jews. Avo misha lo ratza in kovod asol lekabal Torah mitzvos. We don't missionize. We don't force anybody to do Torah mitzvos. V'chein tziva Moshe Rabbeinu mibiyek vura lakovitz kol bahay olam. Lekabel kol mitzvos shenitztavu noach. Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Moshe Rabbeinu to try to be mashpia and force the world to keep sheva mitzvos. V'chol misha lo kibo yehareg. And whoever does not accept when we have a bezdin is chayiv misa. V'amakabel osam hu hanikra ger toshav. The Rambam repeats it again. What's a ger toshav? Sheva mitzvos b'nei Noach. What we call the Noahides. Right out there. We'll see if there's any difference between the Noahides and the Ger Toshav in a minute. But that's a Ger Toshav. V'tzarach l'kabel olav v'fnei shlosha chaverim v'chol makabel olav, that he does this, that he has a status. And then he says in the next halacha, kol makabel sheva mitzvos v'nizor la'asosa, and if you do this, harei zeh mi'chasidei umos ha'olam. You're a pious, righteous, non-Jew, Gentile. V'yesh lo chelek l'olam haba. The Rambam Shita is righteous Gentiles are going to Olam Haba. V'hu sheyakabel olam v'yaso sarim b'nei shesiyo ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Torah. But this is only if he does it l'shma. Because he's doing it because God, I know God wants me to do it. Even if they're logical to me, but ultimately I'm doing it because Hashem wants me to do it. V'ho di'anu al yidei Moshe Rabbeinu shebnei Noach mikodem shedestavu b'hen. Aval amim asam b'nei hechra hadas. But if somebody does it because he thinks it's logical, so this is a question about the Girsa here. I'm reading the Frankel. Ein ze ger toshav ve'eino michaside umos ha'olam ela michachameihem. This is not one of the pious Gentiles, but just one of the wise Gentiles. You're not being pious, you're just being wise. That's what he thinks. He thinks it's logical. Do you get Olam Haba here or not? Either way, the Rambam says that this is misvara denafshe. The Kesav Mishnah says he doesn't get this from anywhere, but that's the Rambam svara. That you have to keep the Sheva Mitzvahs l'shma l'shem. Keeping the mitzvahs, not only the Sheva mitzvahs, but the three. If you look in the Ritva in Makas Daf Tes says one can be mechalik between a Ben Noach and a Ger Toshav. The Rambam says the Ritva says there are three levels of non-Jews in the world. Number one is the Ger Toshav, who's mekabel to be mekayim Sheva mitzvahs Ben Noach, and he does this in front of a Bezdin. That's the highest level. Ger Toshav, that's who we can let live in Eretz Yisrael in our day. Then Ben Noach is the next level. He wasn't Makabel in front of a Bezdin, but he just does it. He just does it. It's like an Einam and Suva Viyosa he compares him to. And that's a middle status. And then he says, Stam Kusi, at someone that's not Zarat even to keep Sheva Mitzvahs. It's interesting. So if he doesn't accept it in front of a Bezdin Shal Yisrael, says the Ritva, that's a different status. A different status in Halacha. So that relates to issues of Ger Toshav. The one other ha'ara related to Ger Toshav, and that is Rashi. There's a Rashi and a Tosfos in Yevamis on Daf Mem Cheslam Abeis, where the Gemara says, at least according to one opinion, that a Ger Toshav has to keep Shabbos. Has to keep Shabbos. Because the Gemara says, V'hager ze Ger Toshav. Rashi says, why? Do you take this Gemara literally? Rashi says, yes. You know why? Because Shabbos is part of Avodah Zarah. If you don't keep Shabbos, you're basically saying that God did not create the world and did not rest on the seventh. So therefore, a Ger Toshav, if he's Mekabel Sheva Mitzvahs, basically saying all people then. You have to have something, some type of Sabbath observance. Because that's part of the recognition that God created the world. That's Rashi. Says Tosfos, what are you talking about? There are seven mitzvahs of Noach. Shabbos is not one of them. What's the answer? The Aruch Laner says for this Rashi, because Rashi says, according to this opinion, it's included in Avodah Zarah. We've said many times that the Chinuch writes, the seven mitzvahs of Noach are not seven mitzvahs, but it's seven categories of mitzvahs. And therefore, according to that Deya, the way Rashi reads the Gemara Kipshuto, Memchesim Abeis and Yevamis, the Ger Toshav, a seven mitzvahs of Noach person, has to keep Shabbos. This isn't the only example. We've discussed other mitzvahs that seem to be, hey, this isn't one of the Sheva mitzvahs, but really it fits in. Rav Moshe has a very interesting tshuva. Rav Moshe, 25th yard site this week, says Rav Moshe in Arachayim, Chelek Beis Simen Chavdalid, are non-Jews allowed to daven? Or do they have to daven? That's the shaila he got, 1963, Tavshin Chav Gimel. V'leinim ben Noach, imechuyev betfila, pashut she'enu mechuyev. It's not one of the Sheva Mitzvahs, says Ramosha. And you look at the Gemara, you look at the Rambam, it's not one of the Sheva Mitzvahs. Aye, can they daven? Well, it says, Ki Beisi Beis Tfili Yikari L'chol Ha'amim. We're learning in the Daf this week. They could bring Karbonis, so they could daven also. But then Rav Moshe said, and well, aye, they could daven, what mitzvah is it included in? Well, let's see for a second. Nirulani is Daiti, but then Rav Moshe says, they have a chance and a possibility to daven whenever they want. But you know what? There's a time when they have to daven. Ace Sarah. When there's a tzara, when there's a difficult time, then they have to turn to God. It says in Moshe, it's not one of the Sheva Mitzvahs. Yes, it is. It's part of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. If something happens to a person and they don't turn to God, that means that they think it's a coincidence. Things happen like this in life. What could I do? That's a reflection that I don't think everything's coming from Hashem. and therefore not turning to Hashem be'eis sara is a lack of emuna. It's a lack of anochi. So says Rav Moshe, that's why non-Jews b'shas sara have to daven also. That's chelik beisim and chavdalid. Another example, just like we have here, according to Rashi, that day in Yevamos, Shabbos might be included in avodah zara. According to Rav Moshe, tefillah might be included in anochi Hashem alokecha. Okay, we continue. That's just some of the issues related to Gerut Hoshav. There's more, but we'll leave it for now. Moving right along, skipping now, he quotes another a couple of cases. Are you allowed to rent to an idol worshiper? What about to one of them, to three of them? All the details are discussed in Maseches Avodah Zarah. Skip towards the end. The mitzvah applies men and women. Men and women can violate this mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael. If somebody violates and sells them or rents to them, over al mitzvahs melech. He gets, he or she gets a Nisidar Isa. The Eino Loke, no Malchus. Why? As he said as well a number of times, put this on the list. Lefisha Efsha, Limkolem, Karko, Haskib, Losius, Maisa. You could do this Aveiro without an action, and the Chinuch writes in many places, his Shita is, with a few exceptions, but his main Shita is, if you have a Lav that you could do, you could violate with a Maisa, without a Maisa, that's called a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. That's the Shita of the Chinuch. We mentioned in the past the Magen Mishnah in Hilchas Chiras that maybe the Rambam says the opposite Shita. If you could violate it with a Maisa, then even if you don't do it with a Maisa, it's still called the Lav She'eish B'Maisa, and you would get Malkus. But the Chinuch says in a number of places, again with a few exceptions that have come up, that one does not get Malkus. Next couple of minutes, let's talk about a mitzvah that is appropriate to talk about relating to this mitzvah, and that is, we're not allowed to have Ovdei Avodah Zarah in our land. Is there a mitzvah for us to be in the land? So if you look through the Sefer HaChinuch, he follows the Rambam's count. There is no mitzvah separately counted of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. It's nowhere in the Rambam's list, nowhere in the Chinuch's list who follows the Rambam. And that is one of the big mysteries in this topic. The Ramban is clear. The Ramban holds of mitzvah Seh D'Araisa to live in the land of Israel. The Ramban writes in Parshas Maaseh and in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Al Daitizu mitzvah Seh. Yitzaveh Osam Sheyeshu Ba'aretz Ve'yirshu Osa Ki Hi Nitzna Lahem V'lo Yimasu B'nachlas Hashem V'ilu Yaila Daitam Olechas V'lich Bashber Chinar. If the Jewish people want to go and settle any other land in the world, Ya'avro mitzvah Hashem. It'll be a violation of the mitzvah Seh of V'horash V'shaftim B'pasik HaParshas Maaseh. The Ramban is clear. It's the fourth mitzvah that he said the Rambam forgot. This Tavinu Loresha Saaretz, Ashenasa Rakel Yisbarach, Yisala Vosein, Alavrim Yisrael Yaakov, Vechulu. That's the Ramban, famous machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. The big mystery is, what about the Rambam Shita? Why doesn't the Rambam count it? So a minority of Mefarshim say that the Rambam thinks that there's no mitzvah b'zman hazeh. That's the probably the most famous commentary is the Megillas Esther. The Megillas Esther ran in the Rambam. He says, no, it was only a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael in the days of Moshe and Yehoshua before they went into Galus. And after they went out of Galus, there's no mitzvah again until Yemos HaMashiach. Until Yemos HaMashiach come, based on the Gemara at the end of Maseches Ksubis. The Satmar Rebbe, Rav Yoel Teitelbaum, is a big fan of this Megillas Esther. Part one. Most Rishonim after the Rambam and more Achronim, they flesh it out. They said it's impossible that the Rambam thinks it's not a mitzvah. The Rambam quotes halachas in Mishnah Torah that are based on the fact that Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah b'zman hazeh. And therefore there has to be a different reason why the Rambam doesn't count it as one of the 613. Maybe it's included in one of the other mitzvahs. But it can't be that it doesn't count it. For example, the Rambam says you could ask a guy to write a deed to buy a house from an Arab on Shabbos. I am Amir La'akum. So this is the Rabbanan. So the Gemara says in Gittin, Amir La'akim, B'makam Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is Mutter. Right, Mutter. The Rambam quotes that Gemara. If Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, what is a mitzvah? Why do you understand that Gemara? The Rambam quotes it. The Rambam quotes all the Gemaras in Ksubis about if a husband and a wife, one wants to make Aliyah, one doesn't want to make Aliyah, and there was an agreement, she would lose her Ksuba. She would get her Ksuba. Each one could force the other one to come to Eretz Yisrael. The halachas about Avadim and Adonim, the Agadatus at the end of Ksubis about the Amorim kissing the ground of Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam quotes that in Mishnah Torah. If he doesn't think it's a mitzvah, what's that doing in Mishnah Torah? So it's pretty clear that, from other sources as well, but it's pretty clear that the Rambam holds that living in Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah, b'zman hazeh. The Shiloh though is, so where is it? Why doesn't he count it? So there are many suggestions given by the Achronim, the Avnei Nezer, the Sakhar Shavu Rebbe suggests maybe it's included, that's what I alluded to a couple of days ago, it's included in the mitzvah of Hachrim Tachrimim, the mitzvah of driving out all the other nations of the land. Ask the Avnei Nezer. You're supposed to drive them out and then leave? What's the purpose of driving them out? Obviously, that's step one of the mitzvah. When the Rambam has two steps to a mitzvah of a one process, you only count part one, not part two. Or part two, but you only count one part of it. He gives an example with the Aron and the Mishkan, which Beis Hashem will talk about coming up in the coming days. So Avnei Ezer says he thinks it's included in the Mitzvah of Hachrim Tachrime. Other Achronim, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, assumes, this is Rav Aaron, and Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva about this, that maybe it's what we call a Mitzvah Kiyumis, not a Mitzvah Chiyuvis. That's Rav Moshe's tshuva, which is much discussion about, and that's because Rav Moshe says, nowhere in the Shulchan Aruch does it say, Aser Lagur B'chutz Laretz. Doesn't say that anywhere. All his halachas are counted. So yes, it's a mitzvah. Yes, it's a mitzvah. We always try, right? We don't look for kulas when it comes to mitzvahs. Generally, we are lechadchila people. So, right, everybody tries to live the lechadchila way of life. So if somebody can live in Eretz Yisrael, then they have to try to be. Even Rav Moshe would agree to that. Rav Moshe's not a b'dieved. But it's a mitzvah kiyumis. Maybe that's what the Rambam doesn't always count mitzvah kiyumises. That's another suggestion. Others, there's a very creative suggestion by the Eretz Chemda of Shaul Yisraeli, who says maybe it's included in the mitzvah d'oraisa of benching. Part of the mitzvah of the benching is that if you thank Hashem, Eretz Chemda Tov Rechava. Well, you have to thank Hashem for it, but there's no mitzvah to live there? Obviously, it's an assumption. The assumption of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a homeland is they have to live in the homeland. That's in the Eretz Chemda. There are others as well, but this is some of the discussion of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Again, the Shalosh Shavuos is a whole separate discussion, but this is Rova, the Achronim assume that the Rambam does count it. It's just not exactly in the place where you might have seen it. If you look in one more Minchas Chinuch knows Dalid notes, where is the makam of the Chiyuv? The Dafka Mashahu Eretz Yisrael HaMekudeshes. This applies to only to the sanctified area of Eretz Yisrael. O Bekibush Sheini B'mashakavash Ezra. Or what Ezra went up by for the second Beis HaMikdash. Kimashalo Hechziku Ole Gola Eino Kadosh. Whatever was not Kadosh went by the second going up is not Kadosh. As we mentioned, the Sugya of Kichel HaShaita Lo Kichel HaSalavo. The first Kedusha of Oli Mitzrayim did not last forever. The second Kedusha of Ezra did last forever. So that's what the Minchas Chinuch says here. This mitzvah applies to the Eretz Yisrael HaMikudeshes. There is, I think we mentioned this one time in the past as well, there are certain mitzvos. This one applies to Eretz Yisrael. So one could say, in the palace of the king, so you have to make sure the door of the Avodah Zarah. Right? What if I live next to an Avodah Zarah in Chutz Laretz? There's no specific mitzvah, Shlo Lahoshiv Baritzeinu. So you could say maybe there's a higher standard when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu's palace. There are, though, a couple of other mitzvahs that have nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael, and yet they're limited to Eretz Yisrael. Egla Rufa, Smicha, Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibor. How do you determine which population of Bnei Yisrael sinned? So the majority of Jews living in Israel. What about the majority of Jews living in the world? Well, so you find things that are connected to Eretz Yisrael that don't seem to be, that are not mitzvahs atulias ba'aretz. So an idea developed by a number of the Achronim, based on a Ramban, on Dav Beis, and Meseches Gittin, is that there are two ideas about Eretz Yisrael. There's the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, which is the responsible for the mitzvahs atulias ba'aretz. Then there's something else called Shame Eretz Yisrael. Just the status of Eretz Yisrael, and that might go all the way back to Avram Avinu. Even before they went in, this is the status of Eretz Yisrael, even separate from the mitzvahs atulias ba'aretz. So that might be a reason why there might be other mitzvahs connected to Eretz Yisrael that are not connected to the land. Specifically, it's not a mitzvah of the land. Hopefully we'll get to talk more about that at a later date. Shkayach, Parshas Mishpatim. Tomorrow we start Parshas Terumah and the mitzvah of the Mishkan.